Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Peacoats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Park kid transporter, park drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year, let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Tonight,
this is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The investigation into the sexual assault allegation against Patrick Kane is over, and Kane will not face criminal charges. This morning, Erie County District Attorney Frank Sedita issued a written statement saying his office would not proceed against Kane, calling the case rife with reasonable doubt. Both Kane and the Blackhawks released statements expressing their satisfaction with the conclusion of the investigation and saying they won't comment any further on the matter. Meanwhile, Deputy NHL Commissioner Bill Daly says the league is reviewing the information available to them and won't comment until that review is completed. Blackhawks next play on Friday when they take on the Devils in New Jersey. Today, the team announced they've reassigned forward Ryan Hartman to the Rockford IceHogs. Coach Joe Quenneville has been named an assistant coach of Team Canada in the World Cup of Hockey in 2016. Bulls will take on the Thunder tonight at the United Center. It's the Bulls' first game since giving up 130 points to Charlotte earlier in the week. Jimmy Butler says the Bulls have better get ready to play some defense.
It is tough. Two guys are going to have two really tough matchups, but that's what team defense is for. We got to be there and ready to help. We worked on that today. We're going to have to get the best efforts out of probably myself and Derek, and then even better efforts from our help defense.
And Major League Baseball's official list of free agents continues to grow. Among them, Alexei Ramirez, Alex Gordon, Marlon Byrd, Macer Asturias, and Johnny Gomes. Matt Harvey and Prince Fielder were named Comeback Players of the Year today. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. And Prior Organic Vodka and The Score invite you to watch the Monday game with former Chicago football linebacker Hunter Hillenmeyer on Monday at Prime Bar in Chicago. To win a spot, go to cbschicago.com/contests. It's Toasting with the Top, presented by Prairie Organic Vodka, handcrafted and made with respect from seed to glass. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Here you are, Mr. Football.
Greg Gabriel, NFL scout for 30 years.
When I was working for the Bears, they used to call me Mr. Goodfellow because I always thought with optimism.
We always called each other Goodfellas. Like you'd say to somebody, you're going to like this guy. He's all right. He's a good fella. He's one of us. You understand?
Writer for National Football Post.
The difference between the good teams and the bad teams in the league is one or two players.
Scouting the Bears' next opponent.
Rivers going in, zone looking for Floyd. He's got it with a flag down touchdown. Malcolm Floyd had Ravens draped all over him, and he doesn't care. M80 in the end zone on the near side. The Chargers take the lead.
He was great for Rivers, uses the pick play, and Green gets the first down.
If you like the forward pass, you like watching San Diego play.
Greg Gabriel.
This is a winning combination, and we're going to keep it going.
Greg Gabriel with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Greg Gabriel is brought to you by Sullivan Steakhouse.
Find him on Twitter at Greg Gabe, and now on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. So are we going to lose you to part of the new Lions regime? Are you headed there to make that all better?
I doubt it. I do know some people that are very, very interested in that gig, and actually from a front office perspective, that can be a very interesting job, and the reason being is ownership just leaves you alone. And, you know, you can get a lot done that way because you don't always have somebody looking over your shoulder. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm just surprised at the timing of this, that, you know, these guys got let go in the middle of the season. Not surprised that they go. For years, people around the league have thought that the front office and the scouting department of the Lions has been a real weak link to that franchise. They don't have the hardest workers in the world in that scouting department, and that's what you see when you go on the road. There's some scouts, you can go into a place, they get there at 6:30 in the morning, and they leave late at night, where that's not the case with Lions scouts. They're in and out pretty quick, and it shows with the way they've drafted over the years. And
ouch, that's I'm saying in your business, that is to say directly that somebody's lazy or not working hard is probably the worst thing you can say.
Well, you know, Dan, scouts know scouts, and you go, you make school calls every day. And a lot of times, you know, you're confined to an area, and so you know. When you're going in and out of the same schools all the time, you know who's a hard worker and who isn't. And you know who does their research work and who does over and above the call of duty, so to speak, to get the pertinent information so that you make good decisions. You know, if you look at this regime, they've had two Pro Bowl players since Martin Mayhew has become the general manager. And, you know, when I was with the Bears over the course of the 9 drafts we drafted 10 Pro Bowl players, and that wasn't good enough for the fans.
Yeah, it's funny because we were talking about, Greg, how the hell difficult is it to get it right that they never get it right? I mean, that's a pretty good trick in this NFL where it's designed not for that not to happen, not for you to continue to be so bad or mediocre, whatever you want to call it, that franchise, and yet they never damn win.
Well, I think when we were previewing that game a few weeks ago, you know, it's a team that has a lot of front runners. I don't think there's a lot of character on the team. And you know, the coach is going to get blamed, but, you know, he hasn't been there that long. He inherits a lot of those players. And so it's really up to the front office to find the players with a strong football character. That's what they're trying to do here in Chicago, is find guys that want to play, want to win, that are going to play hard on a consistent basis. And the more I look at it, I think that's the main reason why you've seen a lot of these one-year contracts. You know, they're asking these players, you show me. If you want to be around here for a while, you show me that the game's important to you and that you want to win and you're going to do everything to win. And if they don't do it, they're not going to be here. It's real simple.
When you are evaluating the jobs that GMs do, you just gave us that particular criterion of Pro Bowl players. But do you think you have a pretty good handle when you look around the league right now on who that you can say this guy is doing a better job than this guy is?
Okay. A good example. You know, there was people media-wise in the football world too that kind of scoffed at Carolina hiring Dave Gettleman as the general manager. Yes, Dave was 60. 2 years old when he got that job and says, oh, he's an old timer, you know, he's an old man, he doesn't know what he's doing yet. What's Carolina done? And Carolina does not have a great roster. They have a quarterback and they have an outstanding coaching staff, but they've had, over the last 2 years, they've had more injuries than just about any team in the league, yet they continually win. And why? Because they got a good front office, they got a good coaching staff, they bring in players that have strong football character that want to win, and that's a testament to both Ron Rivera and Dave Gettleman. I know Dave Gettleman real well. I've known him since he's been in the league, and I worked with him for about 6 or 7 years in New York before I came here. He'd been around the league. He started off in Buffalo, and then he was at Denver, and then he went to the Giants as an assistant pro guy, and then took over for Timmy Rooney as the head pro guy, and he always did an outstanding job. And guys that really work hard, that are grinders, those are the guys that are successful. Now you can look at San Diego, and Tommy Telesco, he's a good guy, but was he ready for that job when he got that job? You know, it's funny because Jacksonville and San Diego are struggling. Both of those guys are young GMs that were proteges of Bill Polian, and they just haven't done that well. And, you know, part of it, not only were they proteges of Bill Polian, they were his son, Chris Polian's best friends. And they all went to school together. They went to St. Francis High School just outside of Buffalo. Then they went to John Carroll College in Cleveland. And they've been together since, you know, they were freshmen in high school or ninth graders. And they all got high-profile jobs in the league because of Bill Polian. But, you know, were they ready for those jobs? And I think at the end of the season, you could see changes at those two places.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed to hear that a guy getting hired at 62 is too damn old.
Well,
I mean, that's an interesting thought. That's something. Now I feel bad.
Well, you know what? It's how you were trained. And Dave has worked for good people. He worked for John Butler and Polian when he was in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. He worked for Polian, actually, was the guy who originally hired him. He was a high school coach. He worked for good people in Denver. We came to New York. Ernie, of course, he was the general manager, and Ernie always had a strong track record. But the organization from top to bottom was very good. And they don't really allow you to make mistakes because they think things through very, very thoroughly.
Now, looking at the upcoming opponent, as we always do with you, the San Diego Chargers, on paper and just a quick glance, I think it's a winnable game for the Bears.
Yeah, the last two games were winnable games for the Bears, too, and they didn't do it. Terry, by the way, I've changed my prediction. I thought 7, not any longer.
Thank you.
Leave me in the ship by myself.
Yep.
5 might be the over, and mainly because they lost two games that they should have won.
Absolutely.
And they lost them both on last possession, where the defense just didn't come through. But the San Diego team is struggling, and what's going to hurt, you know, they've been throwing the ball over the last 4 games. They've been putting the ball up over 50 times a game, and they lost their top receiver. And that's really, really going to hurt them in the passing game this year. You know, Keenan Allen had, I think, 67 receptions through last Sunday's game, and now he's gone. The next best receiver, according to numbers on the team, is actually a backup running back, Danny Woodhead, who had 37 receptions.
Wow.
And he gets a lot of checkdowns. Now, they do have a deep threat in Malcolm Floyd. He's averaging just under 20 yards per catch, but he only has like 20, 21 receptions on the season. But the one thing they can do, they haven't had the greatest run-blocking offensive line, but their pass protection is pretty good. He's only been sacked 15 times to date through the season. And if they're going to be throwing the ball up 50 times against the Bears on Monday night, then the Bears got to find a way to rush this guy and get him out of the pocket and sack him.
You a Rivers fan?
Am I a what?
A Rivers fan.
Rumors?
Rivers.
Oh, Rivers?
Yeah.
Yeah, not as much coming out. He's become, you know, he had a real funky-type throwing motion.
He did.
He's coming out of North Carolina State, and he's really improved it. You know, that whole deal came down right after Jerry and I came here to Chicago. I think we were here for a year or two when that came through, and Marty Schottenheimer was the head coach at San Diego. Schottenheimer had coached Rivers in the Senior Bowl and really just fell in love with him as a player and as a character, and wanted him as his quarterback, but Rivers wasn't a guy that should go number one overall in the draft. And so they took Manning, knowing that the Giants wanted Manning, and then they made the trade, Dick. So they, for what they got, it was, I think, a three-selection difference, and what they got in that trade was highway robbery, but it really paid off for the Giants, too. The Giants got two Super Bowl victories out of it. That was a big deal that Ernie Accorsi made when he was with the Giants. But, you know, he's been a good quarterback. He's one of the better quarterbacks in the league. He understands the passing game. He makes big throws. He knows how to win. He's still pretty athletic for as long as he's been in the league. And it, you know, the Bears got to be careful because this guy can beat you single-handedly.
And the thing about Phillip Rivers, too, is you can draw some wrong conclusions there because he was always, and you say high football character, you know, the guy that really wants to lead, but also a little prickly. And we knew that he wasn't necessarily, it wouldn't be described as the nicest guy. He's not a backslapper, not sort of the mayor of the locker room. And we know he jawed with Cutler in games early on. So I would be curious to know how he scored on those personality assessments that we talk about, and that I'm sure you're thinking about now as you've been scouting quarterbacks and writing those at National Football Post, too. But he's an interesting case. I don't know that anybody had him pegged to have the kind of career that he's had. I mean, he's really got, it's a 95.9 career passer rating and nearly 40,000 passing yards. I mean, he's a borderline great quarterback.
No question about it. I mean, I don't have him in the top four, but he's easily in the top six. The only thing he hasn't done is really has won the big games. You know, gotten to a championship game, won a championship game, but he's done everything else. He's highly competitive. You know, you'll see on the sideline sometimes if something goes wrong with the offense, you know, it's not uncommon to see him ripping into some teammates on the sideline, and I think that's what he is or who he is as far as a competitor. You know, he demands perfection from his offensive line and his receivers, and he's not afraid to go after them when they don't perform the way they should.
Now, defensively, the Chargers, I don't think Greg's so good.
No, and I don't think they've drafted that well over the years. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, you know, one of their best players is a local guy, Corey Leggett from Illinois.
Yep.
You know, tough guy, Darius Filion from Arkansas is a rookie. He hasn't really done a whole lot. Kendall Reus has been an up-and-down player. What they don't have is, and they're starting to get it this year, you know, they brought back Dwight Freedy, but Melvin Ingram is now just starting to turn into the player that they thought he would be when they took him with a high pick 4 years ago. You know, he's probably their best edge pass rusher they got, and the Bears are going to have to find a way to stop him.
Why has the pass rush been such trouble? I mean, even with moving McPhee around at the biggest moments when they really need it at these ends of games, they can't get home.
Yep.
Well, the one thing I'll say positive about the pass rush is that they're actually getting more pressure, but they're still not finishing the job. I think the last two games, the interior pressure and even pressure from the outside is probably 50% better than it was earlier in the season, but they still got to finish the play, get the quarterback down. Now, some of those pressures can lead to bad throws. They can lead to interceptions. But the bottom line is you sack the guy, then you've got a third and long or they're going to end up punting, and that's what this team needs in order to win a game.
Yeah, I don't see any – I guess we'd let you go. I mean, I don't see anything, you know, that the Bears have done – pretty good job, I think, offensively. They've looked crisp. They've done all they can do. I mean, you've had guys hurt, but they're effective when they're all in one piece. But the defense, when it comes down to it, Greg, you just can't get that one damn play that makes a difference. Just one damn batted ball, just one time, and you have these games. You know, you can't get – I'm not even demanding a sack. You don't even have to climb all over the quarterback. Just make a play somewhere. And they just have not quite been able to do it. And I know it's the loser's lament, but yet it's true in this case. It's just that one damn play makes all the difference.
Well, that's been really a problem with the secondary, especially looking at the last two games. Secondary hasn't been able to make a play on those final drives that the opponents have used as actually game-winning drives. You know, you had a situation where Roll went up with Johnson. When the ball came out of quarterback's hand out of Teddy Bridgewater's hand. That looked like interception waiting to happen, yep. But Johnson out-jumped Roll, actually adjusted to the ball a little bit better than Roll did, and he came down with a catch that set up the game-winning field goal. Same play with Fuller. Fuller actually has played a little bit better, but on that one play that turned into a big gain for Minnesota, he didn't play the ball that well, and where he could have either got a pass deflector or an interception, they ended up making the comeback route, making the play, and then turning into a big gainer. And it's just they got to make plays when the plays are there to be made, and that's been the difference between winning and losing.
Greg, great as always. Yep. We look forward. I know your most recent write-up in National Football Post was Connor Cook. Who's next?
Christian Hackenberg, and it's not going to be nice.
No.
Well, the Jared Goff thing isn't going well either.
Well, you guys know I'm not a Goff fan, so I mean, and I got to correct that a little bit. You know, I like Goff. I just don't think he's ready to come out. He's a true third-year junior. He needs to stay in school.
Another year. Okay. Hackenberg hasn't looked better lately?
No, he's actually, I was just running through the stats after I finished doing tape. His best completion percentage was actually under Bill O'Brien when he was a freshman. Yep. He was close to 59%. He's 54% this year. And then he gets sacked, like Temple game, he got sacked 10 times. He has no movement in the pocket and doesn't have a good feel for pass rushers.
All right, other than that, how'd you enjoy the play?
Yeah, not
all
a
right.
good combo. Greg, thank yes. you.
Okay,
thanks,
guys.
Greg.
Talk to you next week.
All right, my friend.
And we'll have more football talk coming your way with Brian Billick in about 20 minutes. I want to talk to him about what we discussed yesterday about coaches' openings and what goes on behind the scenes when jobs are open and how pro coaches sort of talk to each other to set up some of these other calls they have to make.
Well, for me, it's like, what good does it do you to really call somebody the doom of I mean, I don't quite get why a coach would do that. But
the
Jim
Caldwell stuff?
Yeah. Why?
The Dungeon of Doom?
Yeah, why?
Well, because Jim Caldwell has no, it doesn't matter, I don't think. He's dead man walking, isn't he?
I would have offed him now. I mean, you offed everybody else.
He's Bors. I'm Bernstein. We've got Who You Crappin' at 5 o'clock today.
Hi, buddy!
So make it good, please. We are. Oh, yes. We're hopeful.
Fingers crossed.
You have the score.
Let your game day ritual always start with a Scores Football pregame show, starring Bear great Patrick Manley, NFL Hall of Fame journalist Dan Pompey, and Score Bears expert Hub Arkish, along with Zach Zegman, live from the field before every Bears game. No one has more inside knowledge of the team than these guys. Only on the Scores Football pregame show, and only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The Is a Hot Dog a Sandwich battle has raged on the internet for years, and somehow this week it finally found its way to the Buffalo Bills. And Rex Ryan should do what he used to do back in the day, destroy that hot dog. Get it out of here. The Oscar Mayer controversy will split a locker room faster than a quarterback controversy. And let me answer it for you once and for all. A hot dog is not a sandwich. It's a hot dog. It's his own species. And stop telling me a hot dog is a sandwich because it has meat and bread. So does a pizza. Have we been eating slices of pepperoni sandwich all these years? Of course not. Go to any local deli. Look at the menu. Look at the sandwich section. Club, Reuben, French dip, tuna melt, peanut butter and jelly, but not a hot dog. It's not a sando. I'm Jim Rome.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on Behr Premium Plus Interior Flat, just $23.97 a gallon. So, let's deck the halls and paint the walls. Behr Premium Plus Paint with Primer makes painting easy and fast and looks fantastic, now and for many seasons to come. However you build cheer, long-lasting color is here. Let's do this with Behr Premium Plus Interior Flat, now just $23.97 a gallon. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on Behr Premium Plus Interior Flat, U.S. only.
Don't miss Kohl's Veterans Day weekend sale this Friday and Saturday. Take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. That's on top of already great savings, like 40 to 60% off sweaters, outerwear, and boots for the whole family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent this Friday and Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Little Caesars has a deal so big, I'm going to shout it down this well.
It's the deep, deep dish count.
Dish count?
Yes, get our premium Detroit-style deep, deep dish pizza with more cheese and pepperoni for not $8, but $6.
What a great deal.
It is. Do you need help getting out of there?
Well, when does it end?
November 15th.
Then yes, I'd like help.
The deep, deep dish count, only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get a savings book with over $5,500 in exclusive offers. Get set for the season with instant savings on kitchen favorites, like $3.50 off Chinette paper plates, $6 off Green Mountain Coffee K-Cups, and $3.30 off Reynolds Wrap Foil. Stop into Sam's Club or visit us online and get more for less this holiday with November instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does the thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year, let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Mondays on CBS.
It's incredible!
It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's not a man.
Who is Supergirl?
Supergirl? Supergirl.
You're her.
Pretty cool, huh?
Callista Flockhart.
This girl is the answer.
And Melissa Benoist.
Earth doesn't have just one hero anymore. Now it has me.
Don't miss the new drama, Supergirl. Mondays, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And we look forward to conversation in, 14 minutes or so with Brian Billick will join us as he does on Thursdays, usually, if time allowing, because sometimes things get goofy, out of whack a little bit, but generally Brian will join us on Thursdays this year if you enjoy our 10 minutes with him. I do.
And on Fridays, we are on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tours. We are tomorrow. We are live at Cortland's Garage. That is 1 North Vale Avenue in Arlington Heights. I believe it's really right off of Northwest Highway. I think you can just kind of take the Adams to 53 and take that north. They go to Northwest Highway and you head back southeast and it'll be right there. So come say hello.
Oh, Mr. Directions, good for you. I needed help.
Yeah, that's what I would do if I were you. I mean, you can backdoor it if traffic's bad, and you can pick up Northwest Highway a little bit earlier than that. But, I mean, it's slightly...
Well, 53 is fine.
Yeah, slightly out of your way, but just head up to 53 and loop it right back down.
Okay.
So, simple, easy, go right past Arlington, and then I think it's on your right, I believe. Sam is calling from his truck. He is on the score.
Hey, what do you guys think about Johnny Gomes getting declined an option and Alex Gordon declining a $13.75 million option for next year, becoming free agent?
What do you mean, what do I think about it? How?
Like, do you think that was a good idea, and what do you think that's going to do to the Royals?
A good idea for whom?
Both them and the team, I guess.
Well, it's a good idea if they think they can make more money.
Well, I think the Royals can somehow survive the loss of Johnny Gomes.
Yeah, Johnny Gomes barely played.
He didn't bat at all in the postseason. I think they can survive that. And Alex Gordon is a terrific player, but he's a left fielder. So, I mean, I don't know what the, you know, I'd like to have him on my team. A lot of people wouldn't. And, look, the Royals have other players, too. I don't know what they're going to do. It isn't like he's taken himself out of the Royal Derby. It depends on what people want to give him. I really like him. I like him.
I think
he's a hell of a player.
More than 13.75 million, though?
I don't know what his agent has told him.
Well, I think his agent thinks
what
so.
The market will bear, but you don't do that if you think you're going to sign
guesswork
for less money.
Yep, you don't do it on guesswork,
right? You have to actually make some phone calls and see where you think the bidders might be lining up. I don't think I say, "Hey, let's just try this and see what happens."
Hey, Alex, how about this? How about this, dude? We just opt out and we'll see what happens. What? Say that again. Is my connection bad? What? No, he, you know, I obviously think he's priced himself a little bit above that, and he probably is, you know, look, to some team that wants a very solid player, a reliable player, a very good player in all areas of the game, he's probably worth $15 million
a year. Yeah, I saw a note here that I want to get to before the update, that, and I told you this guy on Twitter is a must-follow if you're a sports fan, Chris Kamka, who's Comcast Sportsnet's researcher. It's at CKAMKA. He just tweeted this as we were looking forward to tonight's Bulls game and talking about what it means, especially as bad as their defense was. What do you think the Bulls' record is for most points allowed in consecutive games?
Oh, man.
Neither game went to overtime. These are regulation games, most points allowed in consecutive games, because they gave up 130.
It's a bad start.
In their last game.
Hmm.
Take a stab at it.
Let's go 266.
All right, you say 266. Mm-hmm. So get a number in your mind, and then on the other side of an update, I will give you the answer. Because, Terry, you should probably remember this, is all I'll say.
Oh, please. I don't remember yesterday.
Scoreboard update.
276. It's 4:30 in the score update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Patrick Kane will not face criminal charges for an alleged sexual assault over the summer, according to Erie County District Attorney Frank Sedita, who released a written statement this morning explaining his reasons for not proceeding with the case. Sedita said, in part, there were significant material inconsistencies in the accuser's case and that the DNA evidence did not corroborate that a rape took place. Blackhawks announced today they've reassigned forward Ryan Hartman to the Rockford IceHogs. They play next in New Jersey on Friday. Bears were back at practice today to get ready for San Diego on Monday night. Still dealing with injuries, though, Matt Forte, Eddie Royal, Ronis Grassou, Pernell McPhee, all on the sidelines today, did not practice. Shea McClellan, Bryce Callahan, and Jermon Bushrod were among those who were limited. Elsewhere in the league, the Lions have fired GM Martin Mayhew and President Tom Lewand. Team owner Martha Ford says Detroit has no intention of giving up on the season and that there will be no changes on the coaching staff. Steelers have claimed receiver Jacoby Jones off waivers. Thursday Night Football tonight here on The Score. Cleveland and Cincinnati kick off at 7. Johnny Manziel gets a start for the Browns tonight. Bulls take on the Thunder at the United Center at 7. Join The Score and Dos Equis at Red Ivy in Chicago next Thursday for a Thursday night kickoff party from 7 to 9 p.m. Come by, register for a chance to win a 2-hour appearance by a Score personality and a $500 Visa gift card brought to you by Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, here you go, Terry.
All right.
And you were on the beat when this happened.
It was Paul Westhead.
Yep. Yeah. And it was the very start of the 1982-83 season.
My great breakout campaign.
You broke out?
I broke out. Yes. Had a rash.
Made a rash decision. Mm-hmm. That on Saturday, October 30th, 1982, at Chicago Stadium against the then Washington Bullets, the Paul Westhead coach Bulls lost 143-125. Again, 48-minute game. Okay. That next Wednesday, November 3rd of 1982, one of your favorite road trips at Detroit.
Indeed.
And they played, this is before the Palace at Auburn Hills, mm-hmm. So where were they playing?
Silverdome.
They were?
Yeah.
Okay.
Silverdome.
They lost that game 152-144.
That's too many.
Not in overtime. So that is a consecutive game opposing total of 295 points.
Yeah, but Paul's idea was that you could beat him down the court.
Okay.
Whoever you were playing.
That's an interesting idea.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a bad idea. That's 295 points they gave up in regulation. That record, unless there are drastic changes made to NBA rules, that record will stand forever.
Oh God.
For the Bulls.
I here's all I can hope. You know, it's so far ago. I hope I had something clever to say about all of it.
I guess couldn't you find out?
I could.
Although the Sun-Times archives are just almost, they're non-existent.
You know what I had to do when I was looking for stuff for rap for the book is you need a code to get into the Chicago Live. Not a code, like you have a cold. Right. Like a code. I got a code. I feel so bad. No, you need a password to get into it, and right. Then you can go through all the files, and I'm sure that's the only way I would know of to get it. I think it's all there. I have most of my Bull stuff somewhere in the how.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Because some of the, you know, I could still read those game stories and be enormously entertained by them.
And in that loss to the Pistons, Reggie Theus had 41 points, Orlando Woolridge 22, Quentin Daly 22, Mark Olberding 12. And for the Pistons, Isaiah Thomas and Kelly Trepuka both had 28. John Long had 22. They let Kent Benson put 18 on them. He had 18 points and 15 rebounds.
In a trip, I don't know if it was that year or the next year, but it was a Silverdome. That was the year Trepuko laid 55 on Orlando.
Oh, and enjoyed every minute of it.
Oh, did he ever.
Yeah, they didn't really get along, did they?
No. Not particularly.
And in that Washington Bullets game, they were led by Frank Johnson's 36, Greg Ballard adding 26 of his own, and your guy Jeff Ruland putting in 24 and making the most of his 6 fouls.
I'm sure he did.
And a young Rick Mahorn, 6 points, 6 fouls.
I guess there was early indication that the Westhead thing wasn't really going to work.
Right.
When you look at the like Bulls roster.
When they hired him.
Yeah. I knew that the day he started quoting Shakespeare. What? This guy. But you know what? I'll say this for him. He's creepy, and he was way too California for me, but he did succeed later on. Not in the pro level. But he had a taste of a little success with Loyola Marymount. He had the Hank Gathers, and he had all that going for him, and they did the same thing and had some good tournament runs. So it wasn't like he was a total failure as a coach. I mean, he never spoke to me again after the Bulls were done, no matter where I ran into him.
Well, I wouldn't either. I think it's good policy. He's a smart man. I don't think there's anything wrong with his brain in that regard. All right, Brian Billick scheduled to join us next. Crap into the top of the hour on the score.
Bears Chargers. Can the Bears and John Fox get a win in a Monday night throwdown? Bears fans, if you want the highest level of coverage and analysis of Bears Chargers, then you better keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear.
peacoats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of safety features. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
CBS Tuesdays. A pill will make one man a genius.
Suddenly, I had access to every brain cell.
The FBI will make him their smartest weapon.
That's a resource. Let's make it our resource.
Don't miss the mind-blowing new series from executive producer Bradley Cooper.
You're on the verge of having a life that most people can't even begin to imagine.
Limitless.
The world is all there for the taking. I just have to decide what to do with it.
Tuesdays, only CBS.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
CBS Wednesdays.
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden.
Life is measured here in split seconds. Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, new drama, Wednesdays, only CBS.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
CBS Thursdays.
What are you doing?
I'm wondering why he was murdered by someone he knew.
Sherlock Holmes is always methodical.
It's all terribly interesting if one simply paid attention.
Often skeptical.
I never guess. We observe and then we deduce.
And frequently insightful.
I'm an expert on poisons, but there is nothing quite so toxic as guilt.
I'm gonna find you, I'm gonna catch you.
But never typical.
He's a criminal genius.
And do you think you're just gonna find him just like that?
Of course you do.
Elementary. Thursdays, only CBS.
Apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station. Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score. And now it's time for relationship advice with Super Bowl winning head coach Brian Billick.
You know, once you've cheated on somebody, there's no real going back. There is. There's just always in the back of your mind.
That's
was Relationship Advice with Brian Billick, only with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Are you kidding me?
Brian Billick.
They want a physical game. They think that's the game they want. We got to show them they picked wrong.
Super Bowl winning head coach.
The Baltimore defense, Brian Billick. That has been the difference in this game.
NFL Network contributor.
Fear is a hell of a motivator. I used to have, when I was in college, a car dealership guy that would give me my recruiting car. It was a Ford dealership, and on his desk was a sign that said, Ford Sales Incentive Plan. Sell cars or you're fired. Scott Fox could come in and say, pal, you're going to like me, I'm going to like you, but at the end of the day, this is what you're going to do, or you're not going to be here.
Brian Billick.
Lost somebody!
Brian Billick with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 442 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. The coach is here.
NFL.com, NFL Network. He is at Coach Billick on Twitter. He is on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. So, Brian, we've been talking about this all week, that there are right now 10 open college head coaching jobs. Firings have already begun in the NFL with more to come. And we know that coaches have to start talking about who might be going where or assembling provisional staffs or starting some of this outreach, even as agents handle it. How do teams, how do coaches go about their day-to-day business of doing their jobs when there's so much instability in the profession?
Well, and that is a challenge, whether you're obviously a coach trying to hold it together, but your fate seems sealed going forward. Or you're on a winning team and you have coaches that you know are going to be coveted. A lot of closed doors, you know, that always made me a little nervous, because that is part of the profession, that you're trying to position yourself. You're having a conversation with people who you may vary on a positive sense. If you think you're a guy that could be interviewed for a head job, then you're going to try to put your staff together, because that's going to be a main staple of what the interview is about. If you're on a staff that is suspect and you don't know what the future is going to be, you're trying to align yourself so you're not left standing when all the chairs are filled. So that is a tough one, and it's one as a coach you've got to stay on top of, knowing that it's going to go on, but you've got to make sure that it doesn't become so blatant that it's a huge distraction to your team.
Would you ever be out of curiosity, other things I want to get to, but would you ever be interested in a college job?
You know, I thought about that when I first left the Ravens. I had a few people contact me, and I love the college game. But to be honest with myself, I don't know that that would have been a good move. All the things, and there are those that really covet the college jobs because you're in complete control.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed the recruiting process. I enjoyed dealing with all the different factions that you have to deal with when you're a college coach. But it is different today, and I don't know that for me it would have been a good fit. It would have sounded fun, but when it got down to it, I don't know that my heart could have been in it in the way that it needs to be when you have one of those jobs. So, no, at least I pride myself in knowing myself well enough to realize, as much fun as it would have been to do that, I probably wouldn't have been a good fit.
Now, one thing I've learned talking to many coaches over the years is there's a difference between the guys that are in it because of the business of football and just happen to be doing it on the collegiate level, and guys who genuinely do care about the younger men in that locker room and who do see themselves as playing a little bit more of a role than just football coach. And I think there's certain personality types that just might not really be interested in all the rest of that.
Yeah, we always talk about the difficulty of a college coach, let's say a Chip Kelly, coming into the NFL. And we've had coach after coach that have done that and found, you know what, I don't like dealing with the pro personality, whether it's a Nick Saban that goes back, whether it's a Bobby Petrino, whether it's a Steve Spurrier, and the list goes, Dennis Erickson, the list goes on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean they're not a good coach. It just means it's different. If dealing with the pro personality is different. Likewise, going back into the college game, you're exactly right. You have got to be fully into that. And that mentoring, and understand that you're mentoring young men for it to be something that you go back for, because that is a responsibility. Oh, by the way, you got to win games because they're not going to give you any points for mentoring men and your graduation rate and all that good stuff that they should. But that does need to be important for you. And the really good college coaches that I know that are successful place after place and year after year, that is always a strong element in what and in why they're successful.
So the news today was that the Lions finally blew up, and an angry Martha Ford read off the press release herself and made sure that everybody knew that this was unacceptable, much like Virginia McCaskey did similarly at the end of last season. And we've got a couple other organizations where things are unstable in San Francisco, and now, strangely, in Indianapolis. And now the columns are getting written that Ryan Grigson must go, because once there appears to be what could be a scapegoat firing, then all the knives come out. And boy, they are out in Indianapolis. How and when does this end?
Yeah, and you're right, it does. It picks up momentum. What's going to be interesting to me in kind of a perverse way is this weekend Denver plays Indianapolis. Now, the owner's sitting there. And those that are saying, well, maybe we're wrong about Andrew Luck. Come on now. If this guy were in the open market, the line would be from here all the way to Rockford. I mean, this guy is a legitimate player. They're having a tough time right now, mainly because he's surrounded by not a very good team. And you're right, whether it's Ryan Grigson, whether it's Chuck Pagano. But here's this owner, and he's going to have to sit there in Indianapolis and watch the guy that they ran out of town, Peyton Manning, come in with one of the best teams, clearly the best defense. They were spectacular against Green Bay.
Yep.
Peyton seems to have a little bit of rhythm going. And he's going to have to watch his team, and they will struggle against Cincinnati or against Denver. Maybe they will, but who knows? Andrew Luck, certainly, he bears his responsibility for it. But what looked like a brilliant decision, and it is, in moving on from the older quarterback and getting Andrew Luck. But I promise you, with the owner sitting there in what could be a really ugly game, somebody's butt's going to be in his briefcase at the end of the day. Because I'm not going to suffer this, you know, quietly, in that the guy that we let go has come back and beat us so thoroughly, and that the organization is in such a state right now. Yes, you'll probably limp into the playoffs, but we've said from the get-go, you know, where do you go from there? That's what's going to be the litmus test for both Chuck Pagano and for Ryan Grigson.
I wanted to ask you, if you ever had, maybe not a major meltdown, but a meltdown with the media, like,
Me? Never. You know when I told 3,000 of them that they were a bunch of ambulance chasers? Me?
So I was going to, okay, now you are the perfect guy then. So what did it just make you feel better? I don't know if it accomplished anything, but did it make you feel better? Is that the idea of it?
Now, you know, if you fall into that trap, then you're going to get into the playoffs mode. You know, you're going to have that one.
Right.
Yep. And I got to say, though, Lovie Smith, I know in his interview when he became the head coach of the Chicago Bears, and I had known Lovie for years, and if you'll remember in that interview he said, or I should say in that introduction as the head coach of the Bears, he said, I just hope I don't say anything in this news conference that shows up on a commercial. Making light of the fact that all of us, I think that's when the Coors Light or Bud Light or whatever it was, Coors Light, I guess it was, commercials going on. I sent him a note and said, Lovey, those pay pretty good. So be careful what you ask for here. If indeed it is an emotional outburst as opposed to one that is calculated and has a specific purpose for it, that's not a good thing. That's going to come back and bite you in the backside because it is an emotional outburst. And even within the proper context of people seeing that, later on, they're not going to understand that. They're just going to see that as, you know, we play to win the game or playoffs. In context, people aren't going to understand what prompted that, and it's going to look silly.
Well, we've been following the coaches whose press conferences we've been enjoying all year. We've talked about Jim Tomsula on this show, we're just enjoying him while we can, because I don't think that this is going to last very long, despite him being the handpicked guy. And I had no idea. He's only 47 years old. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that's what coaching will do to you.
Is that what that's? I'm thinking. I'm thinking that guy is aging like a president. I mean, even being an assistant coach does that to you.
Well, and I'll give Jim Tomsula great credit because I was waiting to see when I saw Blaine Gabbert was going to be the starter. Oh. I wanted to see, is he actually going to stand in front of the media and say Blaine Gabbert of his 5-22 record gives us the best chance to win. And I give him great credit for not saying that. You know, he laid it, well, you know,
Kopp and Colin Kaepernick needs to sit back and take a deep breath and learn something from the sideline. Well, he's going to learn from things from the sideline. He's going to learn that his organization's given up on him, and he's done there. He's already learned that, whether it's on the sideline or not. But I give him great credit for not doing the, yeah, I think Blaine Gabbert gives us the best chance to win.
Blaine Gabbert doesn't give anybody a good chance to win. I don't care what team. Do you believe that Kaepernick is salvageable?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wrote about this a couple weeks ago. He needs to go someplace where they're going to put him in the pocket and throw it 40 times a game. Now, you're going to lose some. Don't get me wrong. But I think he does have the physical abilities to win from the pocket. He just has to be put in that situation. He's been enabled, and it's hard. It's like the receiver with 4-2 speed. You keep coming back to the speed. It's hard to develop him as a good route runner and a disciplined receiver when he's got 4-2 speed. And you kind of enable him in that regard. Let's keep his pitch count to 25 throws a game. And you're not learning that way. I do think he has rare skills. Now, I don't know the young man. I've sat with him a couple times when we've done games. I don't know what his intellect is. I don't know what his football IQ is. But he has the raw physical skills to be a player in this league. It's not going to be in San Francisco, and I don't know if he's going to be given the chance. Somebody's going to get a hell of a deal. One, because he's going to be the right price. But then can they develop him? We'll see.
So that's a little bit like the jilted lover again. Once you turn your back on him, that's it. Like you said a couple weeks ago, that's it.
I've been asked about this all week. I just did a radio show in San Francisco that I do every week like you all. And that question comes up. And my return question is, okay, give me an example where that has been a good thing. Just one. Where sitting down a young quarterback like this and letting him learn and watch and all the things we say, where that has really been that a guy then comes back. And I'm not talking about injury that then, Blaine Gabbert gets hurt and we put him back in.
Right.
Okay, well, that certainly can happen. So I'm not saying he's not going to have any opportunity less than San Francisco. But once you have sat that guy down and said, after 4 or 5 years now, you're not good enough for us to win with, how do you go back to that guy? And I'm not sure he wants to be there, a.k.a. Colin Kaepernick, a.k.a. RG3 in Washington. There's going to be a few
still
of them.
Sitting.
Well, they did it to Cutler. Remember that that Mark Trestman, it was a punitive benching of Jay Cutler, and he said what you didn't want to hear. Yeah, Jimmy Clausen, we think, gives us the best chance to win. Then Clausen gets the concussion, and Cutler's got to play again. And now Jay Cutler's actually playing better. Maybe that's your guy.
But do you think it was because he was sitting?
Not for a second.
Yeah, right. So, at the end of the day, and I sound very mercenary and very cynical about it, but I'm genuinely, it's okay, I need to, I'm a coach. There's got to be a procedure for it. There's got to be a drill. There's got to be some way. There's got to be some criteria. There's got to be some data I can draw on to make this decision. And I've been searching my mind with it that in a legitimate case like this, and I'm not talking about during the course of a game when you sit a guy down like Matthew Stafford, and that will happen, and then he immediately came back and said, no, he's our guy, we're going forward. That's tough as it is anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But this in the off week, because this is an organizational decision. Jim Tomsula, I guarantee you, didn't say, hey, I'm going to bench Colin Kaepernick, and then told Trent Belke and the ownership he was doing it.
This is
an organizational decision. And so going back from that is tough. I've never seen it.
All right, tell us a little bit about SeatGeek.com.
Well, with the NFL, we got NBA, we got hockey going. We just finished with the baseball. It's you can't beat it. I mean, anybody wants a ticket, secondary market ticket, you got great offer of tickets from hundreds of different sites to come together. You're going to see the value. You're going to see where the ticket is. It's an absolutely easiest app in the world to operate, and most important, it's guaranteed. Particularly if you're on the road trying to find a ticket, then this is the place to go. SeatGeek.com.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, guys.
All right, Brian.
Brian Billick, he joins us every week. Has someone lied to you? Has someone misled you? Has someone told you a half-truth, a complete falsehood, or engaged in an act of verbal hypocrisy?
Hey, buddy.
If so, now is your chance to expose that person.
Hi, buddy!
The phones are open, 312-644-6767.
Hey, buddy.
It is time for...
Who you crapping?
Boars and Bernstein on the score.
Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One's.
Don't miss Kohl's Veterans Day weekend sale this Friday and Saturday. Take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. That's on top of already great savings, like 40 to 60% off sweaters, outerwear, and boots for the whole family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent this Friday and Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Heads or tails, kick or receive, with the wind or against the wind, buy your friend a Bud Light, buy a stranger a Bud Light, go to your team's bar, go to the opposing team's bar, buy a round during the next truck commercial, buy a round during the next Talking Duck commercial. If you're truly up for whatever this weekend, grab the perfect beer for whatever happens. Crisp, refreshing Bud Light. Make two plans and let the NFL coin toss make the call. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Experience that sets us apart.
This was a gotcha attack, not a security breach.
Pilots warn against a rush to make changes.
Integrity that makes a difference.
The police agency Europol estimated that they're dealing with thousands of potential terrorists.
Bringing new understanding to complex stories.
The commanders here are worried that the extremists will launch a full-scale offensive.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
Mondays on CBS.
It's incredible!
It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's not a man.
Who is Supergirl?
Supergirl?
Supergirl.
You're her.
Pretty cool, huh?
Callista Flockhart.
This girl is the answer.
And Melissa Benoist.
Earth doesn't have just one hero anymore. Now it has me.
Don't miss the new drama